insofar as personal injury is concerned, normally a person who was injured at work would be claiming on a workers' compensation insurance policy. And the advantage of that for the employee is that they don't need to show any fault by the employer. They simply need to show that they suffered an injury at work. The disadvantage of that system for the employee is that there are quite significant limits on the amount of compensation. But it's a relatively speedy, relatively simple system. I noticed the word relatively there. It's not speedy and simple, but it's speedier and simpler than normal court cases. However, for the employees on this oil platform who have either been injured or killed, they are exempt from that system. And so there is no workers' comp available to them. Instead, they have to rely on the normal law of negligence, which means that they will have to show that somebody who caused them injury was at fault. But if they're able to do that, then they won't be limited in the amount of damages they can claim.
I should ask then, why are they exempt from workers' compensation and instead have to rely on the company being at fault?
Well, there are two groups of workers that are exempt, really. One is railroad workers, and Congress specifically carved out an exception for railroad workers. And the other one is seamen, and those working on oil platforms are classed for these purposes as seamen. And the reason for seamen being treated differently is not quite the same as for the railroad workers. It goes back, it's a matter of tradition, really, going back sort of centuries. And that tradition says that owners of vessels in particular owe a duty to take reasonable care of their employees. And this duty of reasonable care extends beyond sort of having a safe workplace, but also includes providing health cover and providing all necessary means to cure them of any injury. So the obligations of an employer, so far as seamen have been concerned, have always been rather different from the obligations of other employers.
BP owned the well, but the vessel was owned by a different company. Is that correct? And if so, how would that play out in who's at
fault?
Well,
that makes quite a significant difference. One of the problems with workers' comp is that you're only able to sue your employer, and then you'd be left, if you were an employee, with wondering whether you could sue anybody else, but having to do so in the law of negligence. And you might say, well, that's quite good because you've got one claim against one individual and another claim against another. But then you come up against rules such as the recent abandonment of joint and several liability. Joint and several liability is a doctrine which says if you can find one person at least 1% liable for your injuries, then they are liable to pay 100% of the compensation if you can't get the compensation out of anybody else. So if you can find 10 people 1% liable and one person 90% liable, but they're bankrupt, for example, you can get the money out of any of the other 10. Now, in many states have abolished that doctrine, which means that if you were an ordinary employee who's got a claim against your employer in workers' comp and an ordinary torts claim, you might be struggling to actually make much use of that torts claim because your employer has already got some liability anyway. This is under federal law. For seamen who are injured, they'd be dealt with under federal law. And that doctrine of joint and several liability continues to apply because federal law has not abolished it. So that means, from the point of view of the seamen, it doesn't really matter whether they were injured as a result partially of the negligence of BP and partially of the negligence of Transocean, who I think actually own the platform. As long as they can show they're both negligent in some way, then they can get 100% of the compensation from either company. So in other words, even if one of them were to go bankrupt or to somehow be able to protect their funds, that's not going to matter to the seamen.